you're here. Fellowship, Rita, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, August 18th, 2015. And I can't think of the boy's name. It's a children's story. And it goes something like, the boy's name and he's having a no good, rotten, terrible, bad day. Well, if I wasn't a follower of Jesus, I would have felt that way yesterday. As for those of you that were tuned in to 89.3 between 9:30 and, say, 3 p.m., all sorts of issues were going on. As I was turning on and off the transmitter and trying to fix something, spent about 50 minutes on the phone with the technician, the end result being I ordered a $6,700 exciter. It's kind of a transmitter that powers up the transmitter, and it wasn't working properly. And hopefully we'll receive that by Thursday. And we'll have 89.3 back up to full power. Right now it's about a third of what it usually generates. So sorry for a distressed or underserved signal to your radios, but be praying that up. Well, let's transition now by beginning today's edition of Mark and Friends, the Tuesday edition, with some great scripture as I introduce a special guest.
Reading from 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. And also reading from 1 Thessalonians 5:24, and this is from the NIV version, the one who calls you is faithful and he will do it. All listening friend, welcome to Mark and Friends, and welcome, Shelley, to your radio debut with our Great News Radio listeners. I'm glad you're available. I know you're currently in Washington, D.C. You're ministering throughout the country. I think you're heading to Delaware tomorrow, but better yet, you're going to be coming to our area, to Cisna Park, on Saturday night, August 22nd, so real soon here, and you're going to be ministering at the Wilkening Farmstead, 354 North 1300 East Road in Cisna Park, kind of just east of town. There's going to be a benefit for vulnerable children, and you and some other groups are going to be singing and presenting. You and your family have been featured on the Gospel Greats, Bill Gaither Homecoming Radio. You've traveled the country, and we're just excited to have you. And I wanted to share some of your ministry of music with our radio listeners. So how about saying good morning to the Great News Radio listeners and maybe what they can expect when they come and hear the Browns on Saturday night, August 22nd.
Well, hello, and hello to all your listeners. It's great for you to take time out of your schedule to feature our music so that your listeners might get to know our music ministry better. We're excited to be in your area and share our songs. We are a family group. I'm a mom, and my husband runs a sound, drives the bus, and I sing with my three kids, who are now all in their 20s, so they're young adults. But we just have a great time as a family sharing the love of the Lord through song. And you'll hear songs that will reach out to each age group. And, you know, since we are a family of variety of ages, we have an eclectic mix of songs, I think, that reaches many different ages. So we're excited to come to the event there in Cessna Park.
Well, I know you and your family have been aiming higher. How about that as a segue into your CD,
hey.
Aim Higher, and this featured song, Aim Higher. By way of introduction, I'm going to play it in its entirety, but tell us a little about this song, Aim Higher.
Well, it was written actually by our group. We all write songs in our family. We're all songwriters, and this just happens to be one that Michaela and I wrote with a great songwriter in Nashville by the name of Joel Lindsay. And when we got together, we actually had this idea presented to us by Michaela, but it was actually from a talk that Bill Gaither gave us, kind of a pep talk to do our ministry with excellence, to aim higher with our vocals and with our ministry. And so that's kind of our theme for this year. And it just happened to turn out to be, we think, a great encouraging song. And actually, it's the title of our new album, Aim Higher, that came out. And it's in stores nationwide. You can find it at Target or Walmart online. And you can also find it at our concert Saturday night. So we'll let Adam take it away on Aim Higher.
And also the CD is available along with more information about the Browns at thebrownsmusic.com, thebrownsmusic.com. Here's Aim Higher.
There are too many voices saying that you can't, saying that you don't, or that you won't. But I'm here to tell you that yes, you can. God has a plan. Yeah, you're just the man for anything that you can dream. Don't be content for lesser things. Aim higher, dream bigger, dig deeper, love more. Before you can reach anything you desire, aim higher. There are so many reasons you should go for it. Yeah, you've gotta try, 'cause you just might fly. God loves to take a wild and willing heart, add a little spark, and then just see how far you'll soar into the atmosphere beyond your doubts and all your fears. Aim higher, dream bigger, dig deeper, love more, try harder, stand stronger. Your head that you can grow into. There's no mountaintop or open sky that's out of reach, 'cause he believes in you.
In case you just tuned in, I have Shelley Brown with me. She's part of the Brown family, and the Browns are coming to town to Cisna Park to the Wilkening Farmstead, 354 North 1300 East Road in Cisna Park. This is a venue that's climate control. It's like a big shed, but it's really well taken care of, handicap accessible, air conditioned, lots of seating. It's going to be a great event with dinner going from 4:30 to 6 p.m., and that's just a free will offering. It'll be some great fixins, and then the music will start at 5:45 and go to about 8:45. This is a special benefit concert that's going to help vulnerable children, being sponsored by Loving Shepherd Ministries, and you can find out more about the ministry, loving-shepherd.org. But Shelley, you've been singing, you and your family, for about 15 years, and we're excited to have you in the area, and I know Paul Heil featured you, I think, a little over a month ago. What drives you? I mean, was it just easy? It all just came together one day, a couple little prayers with the family, and boom, you're out on the road? Or did it take a lot of effort and hard and toil and all those things?
Well, I wish it was that easy, but I guess it is easy when you follow the Lord and do it His way. And looking back, yes, there's been mountaintops and valleys along the way and ins and outs, ups and downs, but it's been a wonderful journey. And we started out very simply by singing in our home church and for Grandma, you know how that goes. Mm-hmm. And we just surrendered our lives and ministry to the Lord and asked him to open up the doors and told him wherever he opened the door, we'd follow him. And that's what we've been doing for all these years and just have turned into a national touring group and have gotten to sing all over this great country to people like the people in Cessna Park. So we're excited to bring our music to Illinois, and we don't get there very often, although we drive through your state all the time. So it'll be nice to make a stop there. And we're looking forward to partnering with Loving Shepherd, helping them to raise funds and raise awareness of these kids and their needs.
Well, we're excited to have you, and I'm going to feature a portion of a couple more of your songs. And maybe you can do a little shout-out with your family. They look like all-American, healthy, good-looking. But I'll lead off with Love That Won't Let You Go. Maybe share something about that, and then we'll also follow that with Sinners Come to the River.
Sure. Well, Love That Won't Let You Go is Michaela's song, and I just love to hear her sing this every night. And, you know, God's love captures our heart, and he won't let us go. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. No matter what you do or how far you go, he's going to have us in his hand. And I'm thankful for the message to this song. I always love to sing Love That Won't Let You Go.
And this is the Brown Family, Love That Won't Let You Go, off their CD, Aim Higher.
Years ago I made a vow that I would live for him somehow, that I would follow him forever. Such a faithful friend and guide, I never want to leave his side, chasing after worthless endeavors. I have joy and liberty. Oh, it feels so good to be complete with love that won't let go. It just holds on, it won't let go. Love that won't let go, it just holds on to my soul, and it won't let go. No, it won't let go.
Well, you just heard Adam singing Sinners Come to the River. That's a song written especially for our family, and it's a song of invitation, Christ appealing to each one of us to come and lay our burdens down at his feet. And no matter where we've been or what we've done, there's always room for us at his table and in his family.
Yeah, I think most all of our listeners can identify, you know, we're sinners saved by grace, and we come to that point in our lives or that realization, Lord, you know, I can't be good on my own. Even with your help, Lord, I still mess up, I fall short. Isn't it wonderful that we have this God full of grace and mercy, this redemptive plan that he works with us, that he tolerates us, that he puts up with us, but that he loves us so much?
Exactly. I'm thankful that he never tires of us,
mm-hmm.
and he never rests, he never sleeps, he never slumbers, mm-hmm. and he's always there available to us 24/7.
Well, I'm excited to have you coming to town on Saturday night, August 22nd. Come on, Great News Radio listeners. It's going to be a gospel sing evening. There's a couple other local groups featured, but the Browns are nationally recognized. They've been on Bill Gaither Homecoming Radio program, Paul Heil, Gospel Greats. Many of you are familiar with that program. And they're coming to the Wilkanine Farmstead. That's 354 North 1300 East Road in Cisna Park, kind of just east of Cisna Park. And if you need more information, you can talk to Joe. He's helping organize this, and he's a part of the staff of Loving Shepherd Ministries. You can call him at 260-273-2153, 260-273-2153. It's going to be a benefit to help vulnerable children. There's a dinner from 4:30 to 6:30, and that'll be a free will offering, but it'll be some great fixins. So come between that time, and the concert will start at 5:45. So there'll be music from 5:45 to 8:45. And Shelley, I'm so appreciative that you're carving out time. I know you're touring right now, and you're between concerts, and you're available for today's edition of Mark and Friends. But I began this program with a verse out of 2 Corinthians 5:17, which you chose. You said that's your personal favorite, and then you also shared your family favorite. And so maybe before we close out with one last song, and it's a classic, A Place in the Choir. And because as a pet owner with dogs and cats and chickens and birds, I really identified with that song, so it'll be a fun one to close out with. But you shared some verses that are important to you and your family, as is the Bible, as is your relationship with the Lord Jesus. But why those two verses?
Well, the first verse, actually, in 2 Corinthians, talking about a new creation. You know, we really don't have a song to sing or a message to give until we come into a personal relationship with him, until we are made new and a new creation. And then we have something to sing about. We have something to tell the world about. Then we're a sinner saved by his grace, and that's a wonderful message to share, the good news of Christ and having a personal relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second verse that we shared was 1 Thessalonians 5:24, and that is our family's theme verse. Faithful is he who called you, who also will do it. And when the kids were little, I can remember being home and the Lord just laying that verse on my heart. And at a time when, you know, I was a young mom and fearful of so many things, and it just gave me hope and encouragement. And so that's kind of become our family's verse. And knowing that the Lord has called you together as a family to minister for him and to sing his song and to share his love with people, you know that he's called you and he's going to lead and guide you. And that's certainly what we intend to keep on doing. And he points the way, and we follow him. And we're going to follow him right to Cessna Park. And we're excited to sing Place in the Choir. And it just says that everybody is unique, and we all have a purpose and a place in God's family. He has a plan for us. And it doesn't matter how old you are, how young, where you've been, what you've done, he has a place for you. So all God's creatures have a place in the choir.
A place in the choir. That's what we'll close out with. And Great News Radio listeners, this is a gospel sing, a family-friendly event. There's a meal between 4:30 and 6 p.m. with a free will offering. So come early, have some great fellowship and food, and then the music starts at 5:45 and will end around 8:45. So we hope you can come out on Saturday, August 22nd, to the Wilkanine Farmstead, 354 North 1300 East Road in Cisna Park. The venue is climate control, so rain or shine, and hopefully it's going to be just sunny and shining, but it's handicap accessible, great parking, and it can accommodate many of you. So come on out on Saturday, August 22nd. Well, thank you so much, Shelley. We're going to be praying up you and your family.
Thank you.
And for our listeners to find out more about your ministry of music and maybe where you're traveling to next, they can stop by thebrownsmusic.com, thebrownsmusic.com. But better yet, come out to Cisna Park on Saturday night, August 22nd. Well, thanks. Have a great day, Shelley.
Thank you. We'll see you there.
And we'll close out with A Place in the Choir. Come on, Great News Radio listeners. Sing along with me. And thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
Now all God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone or wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now.
With the little birds singing and the melodies and the high notes ringing and the hoot owl cries over everything and the blackbird disagrees. Singing in the nighttime, singing in the day, and the little duck quacks and is on his way, and the otter hasn't got much to say, and the porcupine talks to himself.
All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone or wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now.
Dogs and the cats, they take up the middle, while the honeybee hums and the cricket fiddles. The donkey brays and the pony neighs and the old gray badger sighs.
Listen to the bass at the one on the bottom, where the bullfrog croaks and the hippopotamus moans and groans with the big to-do, and the old cow just goes moo.
All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing